Saint-Christophe des Bardes. Panorama over the river Barbanne from Sarpe. A wide panorama over the northern slopes of the Saint-Emilion tradition can be viewed from the village of Sarpe. Here, the landscape is more open, and the slopes are gentler in contrast with the more pronounced slopes and valleys that slice into the side of the plateau overlooking the river Dordogne. Below, the line of vegetation meandering through the vines is where the river Barbanne flows, which has been the northern border of the jurisdiction since 1289. The hills in the distance show the location respectively of Pomerolles, Saint-Georges, Montagne and Parsac, each with its own church bell tower. There are also the facades and towers of impressive classical chateaux. Château Saint-Georges, rebuilt in the 18th century by Victor Louis, the architect of Bordeaux's Grand Theatre, and Gothic Revival edifice, Château des Tours, a medieval fortress restored in the 19th century by Viollet-le-Duc. Today, the River Barbanne is a modest stream, but for a long time it was a major contributor to the local economy with no less than around 15 water mills, on average a kilometre apart. Most of them were built in the Middle Ages, and the easternmost one, Farguet or Parsac Mill in Saint-Christophe des Bardes, was mentioned as an indicator of the jurisdiction's border in 1289. When traditional mills were replaced by industrial flour mills in the 19th century, most of the riverside monuments were abandoned, and very often the only thing to remain were their mill streams, which collected the water upstream of the wheel mill. Windmills, although they were smaller and often more recently built, are better preserved. Their stone towers are scattered across the vantage points of the landscape. Sarpe Mill, built in 1798, is the last in the tradition to still have its roof and sails. This one was a single mill, while others were built in groups, such as the three neighbouring mills of La Roque. Only two have survived today.